This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier, where each week I take a few minutes to reflect on an experience, share an anecdote, or highlight some interesting new research. This week, I've been reflecting on the fact that dangers don't always feel dangerous. Activities that are ordinary and familiar don't seem dangerous. Things like texting while walking, drinking sugary soda, not managing high blood pressure. I was astonished to read that a kitchen sponge carries more germs than a toilet seat. The CIA standing operating procedure held that operatives shouldn't wear seatbelts in a hostile environment in case it was necessary for them to bail out of the car during an ambush. Then, statisticians realized that more operatives were being killed by car accidents than by terrorist attacks. As I go through my days and make my decisions, I remind myself that dangers don't always feel dangerous. Something that I've done 1,000 times and do every day, like crossing the street, is far more risky than something that feels more dangerous, such as flying in an airplane. When an activity feels ordinary, it doesn't feel dangerous, and that familiarity can mislead us. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier.